Then I was just wondering, have you ever had one of those daydreams of fantasy that you were a quarterback? And if you did, or if you've done this, and then Ken Harvey was running you down, chasing you down, trying to sack you. Have you ever had that type of, just daydreaming?
I have not, but I know it wouldn't end well for me.
You're right. Yeah, it wouldn't. And I'm telling you what, I didn't plan. I used to watch this dude get part of Ken's greatness, as most great players are. There's a part of that they're sick. He took great joy in inflicting pain upon people. I think part of the training process when you're in there laboring, you ever watch this dude lift weights? He's putting in that work so he can torture his opponents. And I miss him and watching Washington, all those guys. And they had a group of them. What made them good was the way they trained together. Those guys had a very close-knit team. And during this time of the year, I always think about Ken Harvey and that group. He joins us now. And I wonder, this time of the year, there's good memories and bad memories for anybody that's ever played in this league. But are you pleased, Ken, with what you've seen and what you anticipate will happen with our pass rush possibilities this year with the Burgundy and Gold?
So let me jump back real quick.
Okay.
The reason why I try to hit quarterbacks like that, because one day my dad told me, he's like, boy, why are you helping that quarterback up? And so my dad was like, you need to hit somebody. And that kind of put me straight. So yes. And to your question, pass rush has been good. I mean, I think you're gonna miss the guys that were there before, the Montez Sweat and Young, Chase Young. But I think it's good, and I think with the team, everything's moving in the right direction. I mean, you look at training camp, there was no negative news, right? And usually there was some negative news. Players seemed like they wanted to be there, and I think one of the greatest things is that I was reading an article that Montez Sweat said, and he's like, the attitude was like, you didn't want to be here. The attitude was, we're going to lose. And you don't see that attitude now. Everybody has a belief that they can win, and the ownership is making it happen with a lot of things that they're doing. So talent's on the field, attitude's there. Preseason games were, you saw enough to know that there's potential.
I'm so glad you mentioned Montez Sweat, who didn't say a lot when he was here. I found that interesting as well, that people talked about how dysfunctional the level of negativity that surrounded the past staff and the outfit. Whether or not we saw it, we reported it or not, you're hearing that come out. And so this has been a positive framework. And everything changes, man. When we got in, I got in the league earlier than you, and the camps were barbaric. It was
Yeah, right.
ridiculous compared to now. And we didn't change it because people couldn't take it. They changed it because they got smarter and they realized that they were killing the guys who make the living. It didn't make sense. It wasn't necessary to produce the outcome they were trying to get.
Yeah, practice was a lot of times harder than the games. I
Oh
mean,
my God.
you were killing yourselves in training
Right.
camp, those double days. And especially now, especially with the salaries and all that stuff, you can't afford to get guys hurt in practice. And even long term, health wise, it's just a better game, and that's the goal of anything is to get better. And so I think if anything, it's the fundamental things you have to get right. It's not necessarily that you have to hit everybody and practice all the time, but you need to know your angles. You need to know that your sideline is your friend. You need to know how to hit a person. Those are the fundamental type of things that you can practice without actually having to hit somebody. And so, the game is getting a little bit smarter and a little bit safer.
I was talking to Denton, and I was saying, I love Jamin Davis because I think that He was misused. What he does, he's an attack dog that wasn't allowed to attack. And they put him down. When I saw his hand in the ground, I thought of you, and I said, I can't wait to see what Ken Harvey sees in him since he's playing a position you played. When you view his quicks, he don't have your power, but he's got the quicks. What's your early analysis?
It's good. I mean, so you know, and that's the thing. You said it, they misused him, right? And when I first came out, they tried to have me to be a cover guy instead of a pass rusher. And I had to prove it every day in practice. And I think having speed and quickness off the ball is dangerous in itself because, you know, offensive linemen, they got to adjust to that. But then it's what they do. It's the setup moves. You know, now they're worried about your speed. Now you can break something inside. Now they're worried about your speed. You can use leverage against the person and even bull rush them. They have to respect your speed. And so now I think for him, it's just knowledge of the game. And he has, you know, Ryan Kerrigan, he has great pass rushing people that can teach him how to understand what offensive linemen do. And that's the science of it, is that you got to know what your skill set is, master your skill set, but then you also have to know what the offensive linemen are doing and what can you use against them to be successful.
Double D, you got to tap into this base of knowledge, man. If anything you want to know about that defensive front, there's nobody better at it.
Well, Ken, I'm really glad you mentioned the coaching element of this. Like, what do you think is a fair, I don't know if timeline is the right word, but when can we expect to see Jamin Davis? Because I think he's gotten better throughout this offseason at the pass rushing, gotten more comfortable. But when do you think he's really going to kind of jump into a rhythm when it comes to his maneuvers and getting pressure off the outside?
But, you know, to really kind of dominate it, be 4 or 5 games in, and it depends on how often they play, but 4 or 5 games in, because, you know, one, when you feel like you've been misplaced and you feel like, this is home, you start performing better. He's eager to learn. He has the tools, the basic tools that you can't necessarily coach. You can't coach speed. You can't necessarily coach. You can improve on it. So he has all that. So then you start getting a couple of wins. And I think, you know, preseason, you got a couple of wins. In practice, you get a couple of wins. And about 4 or 5 games in, you start getting that rhythm. And it's also, a lot of times people will look at just you as they looked at just me, but it's the guys around you that make you that much better. You got that front four. You got some beast out there on the front of the line that can push the quarterback. So he has to step back a little bit more or move to the side a little bit more. And that's going to increase your chance of getting the sack, because then you can use your speed and get around a person, or if the quarterback's trying to run away from you, you use your speed and chase him down. So I think in 4 or 5 games, it'll be more of a team thing, and he'll get some coverage sacks and some sacks because of other players, not necessarily just based off of his skills alone.
Cardinals, I know being in Cincinnati, when winning is not automatic. When you're in transition, it's a different league than when you are winning or on a roll with a program. I always thought there's two different NFLs. And getting to that point where you have momentum as an organization is rough. I feel a different vibe with this group. That's what I'm encouraged by. And I wonder what your take is on it. We've seen a number of different, this is my 14th different change since 1980. And I know you've been through a lot as well. Mm-hmm. What about this group interests you most?
Well, so as players, or as far as getting players, you know, one thing that I was impressed with was that they got enough veterans, and they realized that you need veterans.
Yes.
To take care of guys, to be leaders on the team. But then they also got enough young guys who are willing to play and willing to do whatever. That's the first thing. The attitude is, you know, you want to walk into a stadium and you want to feel like they care about you. That means the fans, that means the former players, that means the players that are playing. you want to feel like they care about you. And, you know, you had a gold mine. The gold mine was here. Fans were dying to have a good team or somebody to care for, and it seems like the ownership is doing that. And so I think, you know, those are some of the talents. But you got a coach who has the right attitude. He has enough of not just kind of one direction, right? You know, you need a coach that will get excited and run up and hit you in the head and sometimes yell at you, but you also need a coach that's going to pat you on the back and say, good job. We need players like that. So I think it's a good combination of all that, and it's something that's been missing. You know, you can feel the atmosphere. I mean, even you said, you know, you're saying that I can feel a difference. You can feel the atmosphere, and that atmosphere can bring you down. You ever be around somebody, you're at a dinner, and they just kind of like, and why am I here? And they don't say it, but it just brings everything down. You don't feel like eating, right? And so, but you got somebody that's energetic and like, man, I love this thing. You're like, man, what are you eating? Because I want some of that because it's good. And that's what you need with the organization. I think the organization is braining that because, you know, they did their research. They invested their time well. They invested their money. You've seen no negative stuff. And if there is negative, they try to get rid of it and not wash it under the rug. They just said, we're not going to be an organization that's going to tolerate it. And so don't think that you're going to come here being one of those people. And that set the tone from the get-go.
Yeah, and I say that, and you and I both survived teams that didn't have winning traditions.
Yeah.
And when you come to a fan base that treats you like you're in college, that doesn't happen every pro city. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
And you try to tell these young guys, hey, man, don't y'all blow this. This is not how it works at every NFL city. So we appreciate you, man. Now, how about on the children's book? You know, Kent is an author. He does children's book. He does so many different things outside of his broadcast career. And I'm wondering, we've got a young man at the station that we're thinking about. We thought it'd be great if you would maybe consider writing something on him. Don't you think that him writing something on Zion would be outstanding?
Don't do Linnell like that.
No, I'm serious.
Well, I'm seeing it's like a lob volleyball or something, or a tennis ball that I'm supposed to swing at. You know, look, the reason I write the children's books, they plant seeds, right? And as we, you know, as adults, a lot of everything that who we are based off of the seeds that were planted in our lives. And whether it's good seeds, bad seeds, whether the fertilizer that was around it was good or bad, the rain, you know, all that stuff. If you look at it like a plant, it can grow and it can become something special. And so it's like everything in life. You played a vital role with my boys, planting good seeds in their hearts and minds, even when the coaches were kind of messing them up. And so, you know, I'm forever thankful for that, because sometimes it's not the parent that the kid listens to. The parent is the one that's toiling every day and not getting any results, you know, but someone to come along and say the same thing that the parent said, but your kid is going to listen to them just because it's that person. And it's only because the parent's been toiling the whole time that when it hits. And so, you know, that's the reason, like I said, that's the reason I kind of write the children's books, because, you know, I just want to plant some good seeds. I've seen my boys grow and a lot of good people around them. And, you know, it's payback in a way.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. And your kids were great kids and great kids to coach. I was honored to do it and loved the fact that I knew what they had been told. And I knew that the example that was set for them was impossible. It was impossible for them to reach it. So I wanted them to create their own set of goals for themselves and take the pressure off of them. You know, it's almost reminding me of like when I'm seeing with LeBron and his son on his team. You know, we're in this town now, and Ken Harvey's son, Denton, is playing defense. Come on, man. He's got no chance to live up to that in high school. So, but he's got great feel for the, he's got natural instincts. He's quick to the ball. He's not a defensive lineman. He's a linebacker. He's a different position guy. He's got a different body type. But he was instinctual. For him, it was just a natural, with it, but in a two-point stance. So, and then again, that's the beauty about youth coaching. And we got so many good youth coaches in our area. And that's why I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about Coach Loxley, who came up in this area and as a youth and has a chance to establish a major seed in the DMV at the University of Maryland. And a lot of these kids that come through these youth systems and programs and youth programs can have benefited from that. And you're right. And this is what it's all about. So you keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep promoting and keep talking about it because we reinvesting in young people in all sports, swimming, golf, tennis, you name it. And your children's books, give it kids a website you can give out anybody that want that doesn't even know what we're talking about, but would love to get a hold and follow your work.
Well, I don't have a website right now because I'm writing a new book that I'm really excited about. Once that comes out, I'll put the website. I'll give you the website and let you know about it. But I'm excited about the potential I think it has. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Keep doing your thing. Ken Harvey, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And hopefully we'll
appreciate
ring
you,
the
brother.
Bell again. All right. Thank you. That is, I call him Mr. Harvey. Man's arms that big, man. I ain't messing with him. I call him Mr. Harvey. And love seeing him. That group, man, when they played, B. Mitch was on that team. I covered that team. I had so much fun covering that team. They had physical freaks. The way they trained, they were a close-knit group. And that's what it takes to win. And that's what this year's team, it gives me memories. It reminds me of that because they've got just this vibe. And the vets haven't even been really out there a whole bunch because guys have been held out, and that's rightfully so. You just haven't seen this. Wait until you see this defensive unit in full attack mode. That's what I'm more excited about, even more so than seeing five at quarterback. I am more excited about watching this defense do its thing. Take a break. We'll come back. You got a chance to share your opinion as well at 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Team 980 Listener Line. Back in a moment.